Mum As You Are is a place for self-compassionate reflection, to use what you have within you right now, as you are, perfectly imperfect, to find your way through motherhood. I'm Dr. Erin Bauer, clinical and perinatal psychologist, author of More Than a Healthy Baby, course creator, and mum of two. This is my second podcast. Welcome if you've followed me over from my birth trauma work. This current podcast offering is bite-sized, unfancy, and unplanned. A roadmap for finding your way back to self-compassion and how to replace numbing and escapism with true, meaningful fun. I talk about motherhood as an identity and an institution, perinatal mental health and patriarchy, parental burnout and numbing. The core message is to practice the question, I wonder. Instead of judging ourselves and engaging in comparisonitis, we simply ask ourselves, I wonder. I wonder. I wanted to do a bit on judging. So I think I'm going to do this in two parts. And it's not the sermon on do not judge, it's really bad. It's more about like what's the science behind it, why do we do it, because there must be something useful out of it, otherwise we wouldn't do it. So there is research evidence to suggest, and you don't even need the research evidence, you can just see it in your own life, that women are generally judged more harshly for their decisions than men are. And you add parenting into that mix and it's just a massive mixed bag of triggers, right? So Brené Brown talks about this idea that we judge each other harshly because most of us feel like we're barely hanging on, really, and we're afraid of making mistakes. And so we perceive anyone who's doing anything differently as potentially criticizing our choices. And if you think about how many judgments come up just in the everyday of making a parenting decision, whether you permit your child to do something that someone else doesn't or vice versa, and that tiny sinking feeling that maybe comes up multiple times a day where you're like, oh, what does this mean that someone's doing something differently? Are they judging me? So leaning into growth and changing behaviours that better kind of reflect and serve your value system, it's huge. So trying to apply a really big dose of compassion and self-reflection when it comes to ourselves, it's really, really, it's an important part of this conversation, because I think it's not practical or possible to just say, oh, don't judge, right? Judging is actually, from an anthropological, biological, keep us safe, you know, kind of perspective, it's a safety behaviour. We don't then need to go and judge our judging. We are by nature extremely judgmental creatures, and it's something we fear deeply, being judged, and yet we kind of need it to survive. And it really is part of that generational trauma, if you like, that we carry. And you will find examples in your own life. I know for me, my generational stuff, I suppose, that comes up is, you know, lots of people in my family with big families in the past. And part of the reason they had big families is because, you know, people lived in poverty and it was quite normal and expected for multiple children to die, right? So there's that. So we kind of can look back at that era and go, oh yeah, that's normal, that's just what people lived through. But the anxiety and trauma of raising children, birthing them, going through a pregnancy and thinking, is this child even going to survive? I mean, that's huge to be passed on to us genetically. And my parents tried for over a decade to have kids. I am that cotton wool child, you know. I had be careful so many times in my life. I'm sure that at one point I thought that was my name, right? Healthy risk taking was not really something that was prioritized, okay? Which makes sense, okay? So after millions and millions of exposures of being told, be careful and worrying about safety and, you know, some genetic factors there as well, I have a tendency with my kids to be probably more risk aversive. I also studied neuropsych and head trauma at uni, and so I'm that person who didn't let my kids have a jolly jumper or a trampoline. Does that mean I judge other people for doing that? No, I don't. But for me, it's like just not comfortable with that. So it's part of the bigger picture of deciding what's going to help us feel in our comfort zone and what's going to be safe. You know, we need judgments. Babies need to be able to have something toxic taken out of their mouth if they're exploring a bit too much, right? You can't just have no anxiety in parenting, okay? So it doesn't mean that we need to jump all over it. We just need to understand that there is actually safety in making judgments. That's what we need to do. So, you know, if we feel nervous about making a judgment, for example, about a permissive parent, if you want to call it that, who lets their child do something that you wouldn't do, it's just about acknowledging, like, where is that discomfort coming from? Okay, so I get nervous when people let their kids run in car parks without holding their hand. I just do. Like, and it's, again, it's not a judgment, but it sometimes comes up as a judgment, and then I have to regulate myself by reminding myself that I don't have the thousands of hours with that particular child that the parent does to make a confident and educated guesstimate that they're not going to run in front of a car. Okay, so I also have to practice self-compassion by remembering it's okay if my choice is different. It's okay if I'm the mum who's always going to insist that my children hold a hand when they're near a road. It doesn't have to mean I then go into self-judgment saying I'm a helicopter parent or I'm overprotective. It can just be a different choice, okay? So judgments help us. They help us to quickly decide, not always rationally, if someone is kind of in the, you know, what psychologists call the in-group or the out-group. So I've made mention of this before, but essentially we can comfortably keep track of about 150 stable relationships with people. That's what the research says. Beyond that, everything else is noise. So this has massive implications for how we socialize with other people, particularly when you're adding in things like social media, because it means we're making things make more. We're making things mean something that they don't necessarily need to mean. If you think about all the judgments and all the stuff that happens in that online space, if we remember, oh, actually, we're only really meant to be able to keep track of about 150 people, give or take. So then when parents get together and judge each other and we're all sleep deprived and way overstimulated, I think it's kind to just remember that this is your brain and other people's brains looking for tabs to close. So thinking about it like messages that are confusing or take too much brain processing are going to get ignored by our brains, particularly when we're tired and we're in this insane like level of up-leveling, becoming a parent. It just changes so much of your brain and your life. And so we move away from things that are confusing. We move closer to things that are reassuring, right? So when you make a quick judgment about someone else's parenting choices, what your brain's really doing is just quickly trying to decide if this is a choice that is easy to understand and consistent with your values, or if it's not easy to understand and it's inconsistent. So then your brain can kind of quickly decide, is this something I lean into and pay attention to, or do I move away from it because this is like too much for me to think about right now? So that's essentially what's happening. We don't need to overanalyze while we judge. I don't think we need to be unkind to ourselves. We don't need to set unrealistic goals about how we're never going to judge anybody, but just remembering, what is this behavior serving? Oh, it's a throwback to my ancestors who had to figure out many, many, many times a day, am I safe? Am I okay? And when you're overstimulated and there's lots going on, judging someone else quickly can be a sign that your brain is just trying to have less information to pay attention to. I'll talk a bit more about this next time, but that's where I wanted to start with the signs of judging.